3 months before presidential elections, Czech-born economist and University of Michigan professor Jan Švejnar has emerged as a new candidate who may have what it takes to beat incumbent Václav Klaus. Jan Švejnar has so far gained the support of the strongest opposition party, the Social Democrats and the Greens. During a visit to Prague this week, Mr. Švejnar will try to win the support of the Communist Party, which could be key to the elections. Jan Richter has this report.
The search for what is being called an anti-Klaus for the coming presidential elections might soon be over. The Social Democrats announced they would support Jan Švejnar as a possible candidate to run against current President Václav Klaus, on condition he is acceptable to other political parties. Then the Green Party, together with two small senators' groups, said that Mr. Švejnar has their support as well. The Social Democrats' decision came as something of a surprise, as Jan Švejnar is known for liberal views that do not exactly coincide with those of the centre-left party. Social Democrat MP Jan Hamáček explains that the major opposition party is simply choosing the lesser of two evils.
We believe that if we are to find a candidate against the current president, this candidate should stand a chance. And I firmly believe that Mr. Švejnar is the one that does stand a chance. If you compare his views to the views of the current president, I think he is, in a way, closer to us than Mr. Klaus.
As civic Democrats stand firmly behind their honorary chairman Václav Klaus in the coming election, Mr. Švejnar's mission to Prague this week will consist of trying to win the support of MPs and senators of the two remaining parties, the Christian Democrats and the Communists. And it is very difficult to see the latter raising their hands for Jan Švejnar. Communist MP Václav Exner says there are a number of issues his colleagues will want to hear about.
It is the problem of reform in our country. It's also the problem of radar base of USA here. Also the social question in our country and other such questions. I think Professor Švejnar is very liberal, and it is not the moment which can be seen as positive for our party.
Jan Švejnar will meet the communist MPs on Tuesday. If he does succeed in securing their support, he will have a good chance of proceeding into the second round of the presidential election in March. But as Prague-based journalist and commentator Eric Best says, for the communists, a bird in the hand could well be more than two in the bush.
I think it would be difficult for the communists to support him. Politics is a bit of a give and take. With Mr. Klaus, you know what you get if you give. And with Mr. Švejnar, there's always going to be some doubt.
The talks with the communist MPs will determine the fate of Jan Švejnar as the new anti-Klaus, although the deadline set by Social Democrats for Mr. Švejnar expires on the 8th of December.